Today we're doing Daf Yutesim and Aleph. We left off, I believe, at the bottom of Daf Yutesim Beis, actually. But it is, we are starting now, bottom line, the very bottom line of Daf Yutesim Beis, Amar Rava. So please have it inside. Amar Rava Bar Ada, Amar Rab Yitzchak. Rava Bar Ada says in the name of Rab Yitzchak, Bikurim, Me'emasai Mechayvin Alehen. Bikurim, the first fruits that you bring to Yerushalayim, that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, only a Kohen is allowed to eat. If you are not a Kohen, you may not eat them. Asks Gemara, from when are you not allowed to eat them? When are you going to be chayiv misa if you're not a kohen and you eat them? At what point? If you eat it right off the tree, are you chayiv misa yet? The answer is no. It's only when it gets to a certain point that you're going to be chayiv misa if you're not a kohen and you eat these bikurim. So, mechayavin aleihen. When is a zar, a non-kohen, going to be chayiv for eating bikurim? Answers the Gemara, misheyiru pnei abayis. From the moment they're brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Bikurim are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, if a non-Kohen goes and takes a bite out of one of those fruits, Bikurim fruits are only the seven fruits that Israel is praised with. So I was about to say from an apple, but it wouldn't be Bikurim if it was an apple. Wheat or pomegranate or something like that, or a grape, let's say. If you take an olive, right? If you take one of those fruits, then after it's been inside the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, then you're going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is this assuming like? Ki ay Tana, we're assuming like the following Tana. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Bikurim, if you have a basket of first fruits, Miktsasan b'chutz u'miktsasan b'fnim, and it's right on the doorstep of the Azara, of the Beis HaMikdash. Half of it is outside, half of it is inside. Shebachutz harein k'chulun l'chol devrayim. The fruits that are still outside that have not yet been brought inside are still not a problem. They're still chul and they're just regular fruits. They're still not something you're going to be chayv misa for eating. But shebifnim, that which was what? Good, already brought inside, harehin kehegdish l'chol devrayim. That has a din of hegdish, and if you're not a kohen and you eat it, you are going to be chayiv misa for eating something that's eating bikurim that's already been brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Main point number one. A zar, what does zar mean? Non-kohen. Is only chayiv misa for eating bikurim once it was already brought into the Beis HaMikdash. A zar is only chayiv misa for eating bikurim once it was already brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Next, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says as follows. Bikurim hanacha ma'akeves behen, kriya ein ma'akeves behen. Placing it down, placing the basket of first fruits next to the Mizbeach is critical, is ma'akev, is the only way to get the mitzvah. You cannot get the mitzvah without placing it down. That is critical to the mitzvah. But kriya, reading the psukim that you're supposed to read, even though you're supposed to do it, you can still get the mitzvah without reading the psukim. You can still get the mitzvah of bikurim. It can still count as bikurim, even if you don't read the psukim. So, hanacha ma'akev has been, placing it down next to the mizbeach, that's ma'akev, that's critical. But kriya, reading the psukim, ain ma'akev has been. It's a mitzvah to do, but it's not critical to the mitzvah. Kiman, who is this assuming? Like ki hai tana. That's assuming like the following tana. Ditanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi quoted three things from three different rabbis. Now, our Gemara is not going to quote all three things, it's only going to quote one of them. Rabbi Yossi taught three different things from three Zakenim from three different rabbis. And one of them is as follows. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael taught, Yachal Ya'la Adam Meiser Sheni Bizmana Zeb Yerushalayim V'yochalenu. One might think that you should take your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim even nowadays. What does he mean by nowadays? Even now that there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. That still you should bring your Maaser Sheni. We're not talking about Bikurim now. We're not talking about Bechor. You should bring your Maaser Sheni fruit, 10% of your fruit, to Yerushalayim, just like we used to do when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and eat it only in Yerushalayim, because that's what you do with Maaser Sheni. One might have thought that that should still apply nowadays. Vidinu, and it makes sense that it should apply nowadays, because Bechor ta'un hava as makom, Bechor, a firstborn animal, needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, u'maiser sheni ta'un hava as makom, and maiser sheni needs to be brought to Yerushalayim. So it makes sense that whatever applies, whatever rules apply to Bechor should also apply to Maaser Sheni. Ma Bechor eino ella bifnei habayis. What we're saying is it makes sense that you should not have to do it anymore, because just like Bechor, we only do Bechor when we have a Beis HaMikdash, af Maaser eino ella bifnei habayis. So too, we should only do Maaser Sheni when we have a Beis HaMikdash, because it should be just like Bechor. Says the Gemara, but we don't make that comparison, because there's one fundamental difference between Bechor and Maaser Sheni. You can't just easily compare them, because Mal LeBechor Shekein Ta'un Matan Damim Ve'Imurin Legabe Mizbeach. Bechor has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, but there's something else that it requires also. Bechor is what? What is it? A fruit, an animal? What's Bechor? Bechor is an animal. And what do we bring it as? A carbon. So you have to sprinkle its blood on the Mizbeach. You have to do a whole bunch of things. You have to take its limbs and burn them on the Mizbeach. None of that applies to Maaser Sheni, because what's Maaser Sheni? Food. It's fruits. It's not something that you would ever... So you can't really compare Bechor to Maaser Sheni. Just because Bechor only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean Maaser Sheni only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's a very good reason why Bechor should only apply when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Because you can't do anything with it when there's no Beis HaMikdash. We don't have them as Mizbeach anymore. Maaser Sheni, you could still do whatever you need to do. It's fruit. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Bikurim Yochichu. But let's bring in a third topic. What about Bikurim? Bikurim are fruits, just like what else? Just like Maaser Sheni. And Bikurim doesn't apply nowadays. So Maaser Sheni shouldn't apply nowadays either. So even though you're right, Bechor isn't the greatest proof, but Bikurim maybe should show you that things that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash maybe don't apply when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no, but you can't learn from Bikurim either. Because Mal Bikurim Shekein Tu'un Manacha. Bikurim have their own special requirement also. Bikurim need to be placed down next to the Mizbeach. There's no rule like that for Maaser Sheni. You don't have to place Maaser Sheni down next to the Mizbeach. The whole reason we're quoting this entire Braisa is that line right there, that Bikurim needs Hanacha. It needs to be placed next to the Mizbeach. How do we start this conversation? By saying that when it comes to Bikurim, you must place it down next to the Mizbeach. Hanacha ma'akeves. The placing next to the Mizbeach, that's critical. Reading the Parsha, not as important, not as critical. So that line right there, Bikurim require Hanacha. And there's going to be another line that's also important, but that line is so far the most important line. Tamalomer, that's why we have a pasuk v'achalta Hashem lefnei Hashem elokecha. Pasuk says you eat it there in front of Hashem. Makish Maaser LeBechor, where the pasuk specifically compares Maaser Sheni to Bechor. Ma Bechor eino el lefnei abayis, af Maaser eino el lefnei abayis. Just like Bechor is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so to Maaser is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Now, if it were true that not only is the placing next to the Mizbeach critical, but the saying of the Parsha of Bikurim was critical. V'im Isa, if it were true that you actually have to say the Pesukim also, Lifroch Mal Bikurim Shekein Tun Kriya Vehanacha. We should have said that you can't compare Maaser Sheni to Bikurim, not just because Bikurim has to be placed next to the Mizbeach, if Bikurim also needs to have a special reading, we should have said that what sets Bikurim apart is not just the placement, but what else? The Kriya, the reading also. We didn't say that. What does that tell you? That when it comes to Bikurim, what's important? The Hanacha, the placing. But what's not as important when it comes to Bikurim? The Kriya. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, yeah, but even if the Kriya is not Ma'akev, even if it's not critical, but it's still something we do by Bikurim that we don't do by Maaser Sheni. Nihidi Ikuvaleka, granted it's not critical, but Mitzvah Mileka, isn't it at least a Mitzvah to do the Kriya? So Velema Mitzvah Velifroch. Still the Braisa should have said that what separates Bikurim from Maaser Sheni is that Bikurim must have Hanacha, and it should have also said that at least there's a mitzvah by Bikurim to do what? To also do the Kriya. You don't have that by Maaser Sheni. Ella Amar Ravashi. So rather Ravashi says, Kivan di'iko Bikure ager, de'boi le'meimar asher nishba Hashem la'vaseinu. When a ger brings Bikurim, he doesn't even have to do the Kriya, even for a mitzvah. Why does a ger not have to do the Kriya? Because part of what you're saying in the Kriya is that Hashem swore to our forefathers that they're going to get this land. Why does a ger not have to say that? because it's not his forefathers. V'lo matzi omar, he can't say those words. So therefore, there's not always going to be a necessity to do a kriya by bikurim. Because if you're a ger, you don't have to do a kriya by bikurim. Main point number two. A ger doesn't do the mikra bikurim. A ger doesn't do the kriya by bikurim. But the Gemara is not sure if the kriya is critical for Yisrael. If the kriya is critical for someone who's not a ger, for a regular Jew. Again, a ger definitely doesn't do the kriya, the mikra bikurim. A convert, yes, a convert. But the Gemara is not sure whether a regular Jew must do the mikra. He definitely has a mitzvah to do it, but whether it's ma'akev for a regular Jew, whether it's critical for a regular Jew. So what did the Braisa tell us? The Braisa told us that we can learn that you don't bring Maaser Sheni nowadays because we don't bring Bechor nowadays either. And there's a pasuk that links Maaser Sheni to Bechor. But you need a pasuk to tell it to me because you can't just on our own compare Maaser Sheni to Bechor. Why did the Braisa say you can't just on our own compare Maaser Sheni to Bechor? Because Bechor is different. What's different about Bechor? What? Yeah, what makes Bechor different than Bikurim? It's a carbon, you put the blood on the Mizbeach, it's just different. So we need a pasuk to link them. We can't link them on our own because they're just too different from each other. Asks the Gemara, we still should have been able to link it on our own by saying the following, V'lahadar dina v'tesi b'mehatzad. We should have used what's called a tzad hashaveh. Instead of learning Bikurim, Maaser Sheni straight from Bechor, we should have learned it from the common denominator between Bechor and Bikurim. We should have said, look, I know of two things, both Bechor and Bikurim, that have to be brought to Yerushalayim and no longer apply when there's not a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Maaser Sheni, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim, also should no longer apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. I should have been able to derive it that way, by taking Bechor and Bikurim and learning Maaser Sheni not from any one of them, but from the combination of the two of them, Bechor and Bikurim. So v'lahadar dina v'tesi b'matzad. Why can't I learn Maaser Sheni that Maaser Sheni no longer applies from the combination between Bechor and Bikurim? Says the Gemara, no, because still there's something that both Bechor and Bikurim have that Maaser Sheni does not have. Mishum di'ika l'mifrach. Mala tzad ha'shava shebehen shekein yesh ben tzad mizbeach. Both Bechor and Bikurim need a mizbeach in order to be done properly. Why does Bechor need a Mizbeach in order to be done properly? It's a carbon. So you got to sprinkle the blood. Why does Bikurim need a Mizbeach? You have to put it right next to the Mizbeach. Maaser Sheni doesn't need a Mizbeach. So that's why we need a Pasuk. We can't learn it straight from Bechor and Bikurim. I need a Pasuk to tell me that Maaser Sheni is like Bechor, that it doesn't apply nowadays. I can't figure it out on my own because Bechor and Bikurim are fundamentally different than Maaser Sheni. Umayka Savra. Well, says the Gemara, what are we assuming over here? We're assuming that Bikurim doesn't apply anymore nowadays. Is that so obvious? Ika Savar, Kedusha, and we're assuming Bechor no longer applies nowadays. Ika Savar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, Vikitcha Lasalava. What does that phrase mean? If we assume, what does that phrase mean? Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, Vikitcha Lasalava, then what? Good, that the Kedusha space of Mikdash still exists. Well, then I feel Bechor Nami. Maybe Bechor should apply nowadays. I mean, why don't we say, oh, Bechor clearly doesn't apply nowadays, so Maaser Sheni shouldn't either. What do you mean? Who says Bechor doesn't apply nowadays? If you hold that the Kedusha is still there, well then Bechor should still apply nowadays. And he could suffer Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shai Develo Kitchel Asadavo. And if you hold that there's no longer Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, then Avilu Bechor Nami Tibai. Then we should have the same question about Bechor that we do about Maaser Sheni. Just like we're not sure if Maaser Sheni still applies when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't be sure if Bechor still applies when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Omer Ravina answers, Li'olam kasavar kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'asadavo. We're working with the assumption that the Kedusha is no longer there, that the Kedusha is gone. V'hacha b'bechor shenizrak damo kodem chorben abayis. Bechor of Habayis, va'adayin b'sarokayim. We're talking about a Bechor that you already took the blood of the Karban before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. and you sprinkled that blood on the Mizbeach before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you have all the meat still left, and then the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, that's the Bechor that we're talking about. Umakshinon b'saro l'damo, and we link its meat to its blood. Madamo b'mizbeach, just like the blood only was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, af b'saro b'mizbeach, so too the meat needs a Mizbeach. That's why we assume Bechor doesn't apply. When can we assume Bechor doesn't apply? By a very, very narrow and specific case. If someone had brought a Bechor right before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, sprinkled his blood on the Mizbeach, but didn't do anything yet with the meat, that's where we say, okay, you can't eat the meat because there's no longer a Mizbeach because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that's where we say, Umakish Meisr LeBechor, that Meisr Sheni should be just like Bechor, that it should no longer apply when there's no more Beis HaMikdash. Period. That's where we're going to stop. Two more main points. Main point number three. We derive from the Torah linking Bechor with Meisr Sheni. We derive from the Torah linking, the Torah apostle specifically linking Bechor with Meisr Sheni, that we no longer do Meisr Sheni when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That we no longer bring Meisr Sheni when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Again, were we able to derive that from logic, just from comparing the two? No, because they're different from each other. But the Torah specifically links them. From the fact that the Torah links Bechor and Meisr Sheni, we derive that there's no longer Meisr Sheni when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And main point number four. Since the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash no longer exists, we're not even allowed to eat the meat of a Bechor that had Zrika, what's Zrika? Sprinkling of the blood, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Since the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash no longer exists, we can't even eat the meat of a Bechor that had Zrika before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. If someone had a Bechor, just like on the line, he shechted it and sprinkled the blood right before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, we're not allowed to eat that meat because the Kedusha is no longer there. One more time. Since the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, we're not even allowed to eat the meat of a Bechor that had Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that is Yotes Amud Aleph.